Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $200 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $200 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, spread, totals, player props.
$200 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In-app only.
Not coming from Brent Veach and Andy Reid, and it's not coming from Sean McVay. It's coming from the Cleveland Browns. And yeah. You're seeing exactly
you know
what
why
people
it's not,
outside of Cleveland
you know,
think of the Browns, outside of
you
Browns.
You know why
fans.
It's not coming from those guys? Because they didn't draft him. They didn't want him to begin with. This was the one team that wanted him, and they're telling you he's behind. Maybe it's not a grand conspiracy. Maybe everybody is right, and the Shador fans, you wackos. Maybe it's your guy is just not ready. Maybe you got to come to grips with it.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.
A lot of Steelers fans bending over backwards to defend T.J. Watt on the text line at 412-928-9370, like this text. T.J., playing as well as he can, there isn't much he can do when the run defense gives up over 100 yards every game, double, triple team him, and run all over them on the opposite side. In order for him to get better, the rest of the defense needs to get better. I do think there's some truth in that. However, how many third and longs did the Seahawks face? I'll answer that question. A lot of them. How many times did T.J. Watt wind up getting Sam Darnold on his butt? Zero. Zero where he had the ball in his hands when his butt was on the ground and he was down. He is paid.
Wait, Jack Sawyer sacked him.
Jack Sawyer got him, sure. So did Peyton Wilson. Neither of those guys are T.J. Watt.
Okay. Oh, you're saying, okay.
I'm saying the Watt.
I thought you meant the defense.
The defense.
I'll shush now.
The defense hasn't applied enough pressure. And here's a stat I saw from Matt Williamson on Steelers.com today. From snap to throw, their opponents' quarterbacks, the longest snap to throw time in the NFL.
What?
Which last year it was the opposite. The Steelers faced, on average, the quickest snap to throw time in the NFL.
So teams are holding the ball longer against the Steelers than any other team in the NFL.
And the Steelers
and they're still
are
not getting pressure.
Not getting pressure.
Oh, that's infuriating.
That's right. And that was the whole thing about the construction of this defense. They are blitzing more. They're blitzing 41% of the time this year. That's second most, I believe, in the entirety of the NFL. I'm not going to pretend like I looked after the Monday night games, but it's right up there at the top of the league. And I thought that was going to happen. You've got Ramsey. You've got Slay. You don't have Porter now, but you're going to have Porter. You've got Eccles. You feel like you can cover on the back end in a way that you didn't feel like you could cover on the back end last year. And so that should allow you to get more pressure on the quarterback. Why? Because it's going to be a longer snap to throw time. Because guys aren't going to be open against Beanie Bishop or Cam Sutton or
right.
Dante Jackson right, right away. So that part of it has come to fruition. Now the $41.5 million edge rusher needs to get there. I gave that stat earlier.
Or somebody else. Again, if he's double and triple team, this is the classic conversation, Adam, where two things can be true. Mm-hmm. Like, we can expect more out of T.J. Watt. You can also expect more out of the defense writ large. If T.J. Watt's getting double and triple teamed, somebody should have a one-on-one matchup, and they're not winning those.
I like writ large, by the way.
That's a good term.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah.
It sure is.
It's better than, like, globally speaking. Mm-hmm. I don't like that because you're not speaking about the globe.
Can you answer a question that I probably should have learned in journalism school?
Okay.
I have a big-time journalist across me right now. When, parenthetically, it says, you're looking behind you.
Yeah, I don't know where you're looking. But,
Joe Rutter from the Trib just walked in the door.
All right.
When parenthetically, it says sick, S-I-C.
Mm-hmm.
What the hell does that mean?
That means we included the comments, even though they're wrong grammatically, to not obfuscate a meeting. Like I would use sick. Let's say a professional athlete tweeted something that's like misspelled. I don't want to misquote or like interpret or change their tweet. I'm just putting it there, and that's for the reader to you interpret how you wish. But we acknowledge that there's an error here that we're not going to try to correct.
Jason, I've learned something new today.
There you go. Happy to help.
Contextually, you would have figured I'd have been able to pick up on that.
That's all right. That's one of those like capital J journalism mm-hmm. nerd things.
You big AP style guy?
I am.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah, we all are. You have to be.
You big Helvetica font guy?
I am. How'd you know that?
because you fit that. You just fit that bill. You big Robert Redford guy. The reason I ask is because
the natural. Sure,
I was going to
big natural.
I was going to say all the president's men.
No, I've never seen that.
Oh, it's my favorite journalism movie of all time.
Is it really?
Yeah. Until
that's a bad show by me. I can't believe you know that I write in Helvetica. I do. I write in every story. I write in Helvetica. Here, you want a journalism nerd?
I do.
Thing? So I write everything in Helvetica, and then to edit, I will blow it up into like 64 font in all kinds of like. Starkey does the same thing. We're the same people, and I'll blow it up into like, you know, Bradley Hand is one of my favorite. I'm looking at my computer right now to get it in a different text version, and then I'll email it to myself, and then I'll edit on my phone, and then I'll put it in our content management system. And there are ways to manipulate the text there. And so I'll get my eye, like I'll trick my eyes into seeing things and try to find errors and like different ways to edit my columns. So anybody out there that thinks we don't edit stuff, we do. I'm just stupid.
Couple things. And we'll take your TJ Watt calls, texts, and tweets at 412-928-9370. I'm a nerd for process. I like to hear anybody's process in whatever walk of life that they have.
Yeah.
You had me on your podcast.
I did.
Not too terribly long ago. And you were asking me about my process. So I'm always fascinated by process. Here's something that I've never admitted, I don't think. I never had rough drafts. Like papers I wrote, I would just write the paper and turn it in.
Really?
Never edited it. Never went back to change things. There was no rough draft. There was just, I'm done. This is it.
Mm-hmm. And you actually did pretty well in school, right?
College, I did well, yeah.
You didn't do well in high school? I thought you did.
No, big slacker.
Oh, okay.
Big procrastinator.
Big coxswain.
Big coxswain. Thank you, Harry. I appreciate that addition. Did you say that on the air, or was that just for my ears?
I said that on the air.
Okay, very good.
And I said that on the air, too.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Kevin Stefanski and Andrew Berry, do you think that they are good at what they do?
Yeah, I think so. Well, Stefanski, two-time coach of the year. Andrew Berry, I don't know. Do we blame the Haslams for the Deshaun Watson debacle?
The questions and the criticisms are more about ownership than anybody on the sideline or in the GM.
He's the head coach of a franchise owned by Jimmy Haslam, so who knows? If you put him in a more stable situation with a less volatile compound in the owner's box, maybe you'd get more.
The Ken Carmen Show with Anthony Lima on Apple Podcasts, Spotify, and wherever you get your podcasts.